Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Kevon Looney. Welcome back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Take it away, Steiny.
Oh, thank you. Sorry for interrupting, Kevon.
Moondog.
Hey. And Evan was just in here as it relates to Jonathan Kuminga. He speaks more than one language.
Wow.
French okay. And English.
Vous-vous-vous?
Evan said that...
That's incredible.
I always forget. Is he from the Congo or the Democratic Republic of Congo? The Congo.
He's Congolese.
Okay. But they speak French there.
Okay.
So that's what I'm talking about.
So could Joe, Joe Spadoni, can he speak Italian?
No chance.
Evan?
No chance. He doesn't have the wherewithal.
He's from Monterey, not Sicily.
Actually, I'm not sure they speak Italian in Sicily. I think they speak Sicilian.
Oh, is that a variation? Or
Sicily
is it completely different?
Is the island off Italy.
Yeah, but it's a completely different language?
I don't know if it's completely different, but I think it is different. 888-957.
So how many of our homes, Willard and Dibbs, if you had to bet, know one more Spanish? Do you think Willard and Diaz, Foster City?
In other words,
Willard and,
of the six of us, who would be the most bilingual?
Shasky, do you think he would know another language?
No.
My bet would be Dibs, honestly.
I kind of think Dibs,
Alex
too.
Big ass.
I mean, to be fair, I don't think any of you speak more than one language, but one did.
Ebonics for me, I got two. Yeah, chuck it up.
I can't. Oh, no, don't say that.
Yeah, well, I can. But
he deserved it.
I think we're sleeping on Joe Spadoni in Italian.
I don't.
All right.
Let me tell you something. If I spoke Italian, you'd be hearing it. I'd be letting everybody know.
Sounded like that. He said that was Spanish a minute ago. It sounded good.
Oh, man, don't let me speak Italian. Whew, that would raise my game to another
level. You ever watch those dudes in the movies, the good-looking dudes, and they're talking to the lady, and they got that accent, Stein? It's like, I wanted one of those.
they speak Sicilian and Italian.
Well, everyone was right then, yeah.
And I said on, because it's an island. Yeah. All right, let's get down to Vincent Austin. Hey, Vince. How you doing, man? What's going on?
I'm excellent. What's going on, Steiny Guru? How are we doing, fella?
Hey. Dynamite.
Excellent. So I just wanted to make a couple points on today's phone call. I think when you look at the Warriors play today, they instill so much confidence. And I'm sure the owners are loving it. GM, his whole situation got flipped around. But when you just look at it from a fan's perspective, try watching the Warriors the first couple months in the season. Like, we did not instill a lot of confidence. And think about a game last night. We were up 20 points. I would have bet my bottom dollar that in the first part of the year, the Warriors would have comfortably given up a 20-point lead. Now, what is Kerr doing? Kerr's probably the best coach in the NBA right now because he's found the secret component. And that secret component is let the players play, but play within tempo, play within the system. And what an absolute treat it is to watch the Warriors. And one other point I'll make is, yes, Denver is a really good team right now, but I'm looking at the rest of the crowd, the rest of the field per se. Man, no one's taking us in a 7-game series. Let's go Warriors, baby!
They got him, baby!
It's Vince in Austin, Texas.
And we also have to note, Stoddy, what did Looney say? Or was it Buddy?
I don't know.
The Warriors are one of the, if not the only team running their type of that motion offense, so it's already different. And now you bring Buddy back, and I guess what I'm telling you is when I watch Sacramento, when they don't play the Warriors or any other team, it's not the same. Like, and it's been that way, and it's why I think they outsmart teams before they get on the court. But you are right. I am not going to sit up here in front, Stoney, and not act like Utah didn't happen, Houston didn't happen, Schroeder on the Nets didn't happen. It was bad here, man, for the standards we have. And I'm watching the league, and I know nothing is won during the week or before the playoffs, but good God, Matt, this is just the biggest, here I go, metamorphosis I've seen in regard to an in-season trade in a long time.
Well, you've said that before, and I'm actually curious if anybody out there, any of our listeners, can think of, it doesn't have to be basketball.
Right.
But you're right. I mean, this was a 500 team, and now since they got Butler, they're what, 13-2, something like that. I don't know.
You kidding me?
And you know, I haven't had the time to kind of think about it or look at it, but I can't think of one off the top of my head. Let's put it that way.
And they didn't have to give up a king's ransom. That's the other
exactly.
Part.
Wait, you said Justin Hoop or any sport?
Yeah, any sport.
Well, I mean, Rasheed Wallace in 2004. Just for basketball, but that team was already good.
Was he
traded in the offseason?
No, it was midseason.
Oh, okay.
But at this point, they were already good, Stein. He catapulted them somewhere else, but this was urgent, right? People were calling in, we need to get Steph somewhere else so he has a chance. Remember that?
Yeah, I do. Because all you guys were crying about
I didn't say it, but I thought it.
I'm actually with the 408 here on the text line. Love it. People do need to stop disrespecting Oklahoma City.
It's not.
Not only are they a really, really good team, it's bad karma.
I completely agree. I hope it's not disrespect. It's just like, show us that this league that you're toying with, you can do the same come game one in the first round.
Well, Warriors need to show that they can.
No doubt.
I mean, they're toying with teams too right now.
But this is different. They got 53 wins, bud.
Dude, there's an article written on ESPN 2 days ago. The title is 22 Reasons to Fear OKC.
Oh my, okay, I'm going to check it out. What's number one?
It was NBA contenders don't fear the Thunder, and here's 22 reasons why you should. Number one is their net rating.
It's
12.6 right now is the best since the 1972 Lakers, who won 33 games in a row.
They got all those metrics on their side. There's like 12 of those, Evan. But, Stoney, I'm not – I need to see the Isaiah Joes of the world.
Let me put it this way. 10 players on the Oklahoma City Thunder all have more playoff experience than 7 of the Golden State Warriors players.
All right.
That's just a fact.
Now, that's heavy.
They have a whole team that's already been to the second round of the playoffs,
right.
And the Warriors have 7 guys who've never been to the second round of the playoffs.
That's all right.
Now, I get it.
No, but
they
I
got
get
a couple
that.
Guys who have. Oh, this is a great one. I wish I knew, and I'm going to ask Evan to, from the 707, Fred McGriff. To the Atlanta Braves in 1993.
What was the record when they got him?
I think that was the year they beat the Giants by one game, and they won 104 games.
You're right.
That's a great one. That's a great one. I'm going to go
but
look up some of those.
How good was Atlanta before he came? That's what I'm going to look up. You know what I mean? Like, were they hemorrhaging?
Evan, you didn't hear that one, did you?
Let's see if he knows.
Have you ever heard of Fred McGriff?
The crime dog.
Yeah. Yeah, he got traded to the Braves, right?
Yeah. Somebody, 707 texted in that when the Braves acquired Fred McGriff in 93, it turned everything around. And that was the year that the Braves ended up winning 104 games and the Giants won 103.
But I asked him how good were they when they got him, though. You know what I mean? We'll find out. But
I mean, that's the thing that I've been trying to find is if there's a singular move, baseball is kind of hard because there's a lot of moving parts. Sure. Same for football. Although we have a caller that has a good one.
Okay.
But the Warriors were dead.
That's like, what I'm saying, Steiny.
They got one player, and all of a sudden they can't lose.
No doubt. Yeah. Let's go to Miguel and Hayward, the stat. Hey, Miguel. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, you guys? Hey, so, you know, I'm going to say something in Spanish really quick.
Sure.
Hey, feliz cumpleaños, Stephen Curry. Te queremos muchísimo aquí en la Bay Area.
Yes.
Who is it, man?
Tell me what you said. Tell me what you said. Cumpleaños is a word I should know.
I heard Guru.
What did you say, Miguel?
I just said, you know, happy birthday to the chef. You know, we all love you here in the Bay Area.
Cool, man.
Wow.
Appreciate it.
No problem. Hey, so, like, the one thing that I was really calling today was, man, yesterday I'm watching the game. Kuminga haven't even lost a step. Man. I'm watching it, and that guy was a beast. I mean, like I was doing my taxes at the time, and then I said, screw it. Like, you know, let me watch the game. And, man, Kuminga was just dribbling that ball. And I thought he was going to dunk. And, man, it just made it too easy. Like, I don't know who's going to stop the Warriors right now because you got Jimmy Buckets, you got the Chef, you got the Draymond Green, and you got Post and Moody.
Keep going.
Man, and you got Pods. Man, you know, I can go on and on. But, hey, you know, like, I love y'all's show. You guys have a good one.
Hey, hey Miguel, real quick, kudos to you for getting your taxes done a little bit early. As long as we're talking about taxes, you mind if I ask you how much you make, Miguel?
Oh, good Lord.
You don't have to answer that. 70. That's just
he said it.
Nice.
Look at him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Miguel. I was. You didn't have to. That's just the shtick.
Not five, not six, not seven. Miguel got a couple dollars.
What were you going to say?
Nothing. I veered off when you asked him how much he made, because I've argued with you and Evan about these athletes, even though they make buku money. Steiny, this state taxes stuff is real. If you told me I was a pro athlete,
you like driving on roads?
Send me to Texas.
Do you like driving on roads? Do you like traffic lights?
You need a wheel alignment when you're on 880 going to Norms. So where are my tax dollars going? Don't give me that. I understand the ideology behind it, but they're not using it.
Let me introduce you.
Take police 100 hours to get to the spots.
Let me introduce you to a phrase. Where your taxes going? The public good.
Mm.
Give back or get out.
You're going to James Logan.
That's right. I mean, Steiny, I'm telling you, man, you need a wheel alignment going to the house or going to work. Have you seen these potholes?
That's your car.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
That's your car.
What about it's my safety?
Drive safely.
No, I'm talking about my safety in regard to crime.
Oh, yeah.
You think bimpers are worried?
Let me tell you something. I haven't seen your house in Sacramento, but I've seen Norm's in the Yoon, yeah. And he is safe and sound behind those golden gates.
Well, they're not. They're actually stealing cars.
Are they really?
Hitting the same spot a couple times. But anyway,
I'm sorry.
I got you.
Sorry to hear that. Let me see. I got to take care of
that. Dude called in on Spanish.
Yeah, that was cool.
I thought I heard him say Guru was the man. He was saying happy birthday to Steph.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Let's go to Marcus in Oakland. You got it, my bad. Evan's got three things he's back there doing. What's up, Marcus? How you doing, buddy?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
To us.
Great game last night.
Yeah, it was.
Glad to see that we beat another California team.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Now, your earlier question, what was a in-season trade that impacted the team? The last one I could think of was when the Niners got McCaffrey during the season. Even though they lost that game to Kansas City, but they went on a roll after that all the way to the NFC Championship.
That's not a bad call.
And another thing I want to point out to you guys, the Warriors are going to go to the NBA Finals. And the reason why I say that, and you're not going to believe this, but it's true, every year that Kendrick Lamar dropped an album, the Warriors went to the finals.
Dude, wow.
Marcus, I was telling Guru that yesterday.
Marcus in the lab, boy. Wow. That is noted,
go
man.
Ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
Get up. Now, they lost when he dropped Pimp a Butterfly.
Oh, my God.
And they lost when he dropped the Black Panther album. But all the other albums,
yeah.
They won.
Yeah. Thank you, Marcus. I was trying to get Guru to make that connection.
But it actually is not all the way.
There's the K-Man.
There's two albums where it didn't manifest, so I kind of... And we got some here. The McCaffrey, the Niners were already good, and they found Brock Purdy. They had been to a Super Bowl. But we got Freddie Sanchez, Stoney, Johnny Damon to the A's.
Stop.
Jimmy, we're trying to
I don't know if this was
some.
In season, but Pau Gasol to the Lakers was a good move.
Yeah, I don't think they won it that year, though, right?
Yeah.
No, I mean, it was a great trade. By the way, all right, Goo, this is where you're going to have to settle this for me.
Okay, here we. I'm ready. I'm excited.
Because our caller's correct. To Pimp a Butterfly came out in 2015. The Warriors won a championship that year of the 2014-15 season. Damn came out 2017. They obviously won it 2016-17, the first KD year.
Okay.
Technically, GNX came out in 2024. So does that still apply to 2025?
I would apply it because...
Of course you would.
Yeah, no.
Even though it's a different year.
It's like the 14, you win the Super Bowl, and the next year, it's like, what season did you... You know what I mean? So, Evan, I'm counting the bucket because that's his latest. It was in season. How about that?
Yeah, but...
It came in... Steiny, the album dropped in season.
Well, we were talking about first baseman. That's a bit of a stretch.
I like that.
Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah. Clyde Drexler to the Rockets.
Now I need to know what were the Rockets when they got them. That's why Evan, this team was on the mat.
That was actually fascinating because they did win the championship that year after they acquired Drexler. However, the team after they got him went 500 over the last 30 some odd games they acquired him. So the team was good. They were like 34 and I don't know, 19 or something. They traded for Drexler. They struggled with Drexler and then turned it on in the playoffs.
Man.
Drexler get one or two with the Rockets?
Just the one in 95.
Okay, so he was on the heart of a champion team. Gotcha. The kiss of death.
That's your my guy. Mario Ellie.
Mario Ellie.
I had the ring in my hand. Tried it on, Stoddy. Have you ever had a... No, seriously, a championship ring in your hand. A real one? The players have. Yeah.
Yeah, in my hand. I've seen one.
Well, I've had it on my hand.
They're heavy.
Yeah. Well, his was back in the day.
Not your... A fantasy one doesn't count.
No, it was Mario Ellie's.
Yeah, but that was back in the day where they were...
Would you tell him that for sure?
Oh, have you seen...
I go, dude, what is this thing?
Compared to nowadays.
That's all I'm saying.
Things are like stones.
I'd never realized until fairly recently that the championship rings, they make about five levels of championship rings.
Mm.
For example, the one Steph Curry gets, it's like the top of the line.
That's not all the one the workers get. That's not the they don't get.
Well,
that
I think
one.
All the players probably get the big boys.
Yeah,
but everybody in the organization gets one. But the people, you know, the regular,
gotcha.
Joe Schmoes like you and me
don't get the deluxe model.
Correct.
I got you.
Correct.
Wow.
That's I'm pretty sure. A lot of people here are saying Fred Dean. Fred Dean.
Oh man, he was a bad dude.
Need some details on that.
No doubt.
But yeah. Oh, by the way, here's something from last night. I'll bet you remember that.
I remember a lot.
I can't remember who was wearing it. I want to say Chris, but I may be wrong.
Okay.
Remember the dude with the Warriors hat and it said trophy hunting?
Yeah, man. I think was that wasn't Chris A, but.
No, I think it was another Chris.
And it was his buddy's company.
Yeah. So.
Oh, my gosh.
The company's
Evan.
Called Trophy Hunting, and it's pretty cool. It had apparently, they do it with, you can do it with any team. But it obviously it works better with the Warriors who have won it. But it had a Warriors logo and it said trophy hunting.
Man,
I said,
was that Chris
cool.
A?
It might have been.
I'm so bad with names.
Yeah. Let's go to AJ in the city.
AJ.
What's going on, AJ? How you doing, man?
Hey, no, man. I'm over here just chilling, just finished eating. I wanted to say this. I want to say congrats. Happy birthday to Steph. And not only that, I feel like he one of the GOATs. I think he should be up there with MJ and, you know, Kobe Bryant and then LeBron. Other than that, also I wanted to say he played the game the right way. And not only that, he's such a team player. Every time I watch him play, I get excited. As I'm watching Jordan when he used to play, I get excited. Those are only two players that really make me excited about watching basketball. Other than that, I don't really care too much for it.
Wow.
And he's such a team player. He set the new record. He didn't want to take all the glory. He even shout out to Steve Kerr, you know, the most wins in Warriors history at the same night that he broke history. That's the crazy. That's the type of player he is. He fills the seats up in every arena that he touched down in. Every arena he touched down, he fills the seats up. You can't say nothing more about that. Yep. Every kid wanted to grow up be like him.
Yep.
Every kid wanted to grow up be like Jordan. You know, everybody wanted that. You know, Kobe shot all that. But that's all I got.
Wow, man,
good stuff, AJ.
You doing what you're doing.
Thanks, AJ. Appreciate the call.
Go ahead.
One of a kind.
Yeah, from Jan to AJ. Or any real person here in Dub Nation that will pick up the horn, call us and admit, I'm just a bit shocked and perplexed that this thing has turned so fast. And it's okay, Stani. We haven't fielded a call. I get proceed with caution in regard to winning it all, but damn it, man. I mean, do you think Steph looked us in our face when you asked him or we brought up how long are you going to play? Do you think if we would have asked him, the day after he said they weren't built to come back, and I'm just asking it, Stoney, because I mean it, his answer would have been any different than what he gave us when he said, because that was a nugget, when he said, you know, I'll play this contract out like I'm not done. How much of that answer was the euphoria and the newness of him averaging 30 with his new teammate?
I actually, because it's Steph,
you think, I think
he's
he would have been the same,
so
Stoney.
Measured.
Yeah.
I think if you would have asked him that 2 months ago, he probably would have said the same thing.
All right.
But, well, what the heck? I got a minute or two left. I'll tell the story again. And it was repeated to us yesterday, or 2 days ago, when we were at the Chase Center talking to Steph Curry. And Raymond Ritter, the Warriors president of communication.
Double R.
So during that interview, Steph Curry was talking about Dub Nation. And he goes, And Steph goes, I was going to stop him, but I didn't want to interrupt him. So oh. And he said, Dub Nation travels. And I was ready to say, it does, but they only travel because of you. It's true. They only travel because of Steph Curry.
Right.
So it reminded me of the old story that Raymond Ritter told, and it's this. Raymond Ritter used to be the PR director for the Los Angeles Lakers in the Shaq and Kobe era.
Oh, man.
And Raymond tells a story of they were at Phoenix one time, and it was a playoff game, I believe, or a big regular season game, and it was obviously a sellout. And the game was at 7, and Shaq went up to Raymond Ritter at about 6 p.m., an hour before the game, and he said, Raymond, I need 8. I need 8 courtside. And Raymond said, what? And Shaq goes, I need 8 courtside tonight, Raymond. And Raymond goes, dude, you couldn't ask me this before? It's like, Shaq, it's an hour before the game, man. I need 8. Shaq. The game's in an hour, yeah. Shaq. Shaq, it's a sellout. Why you think it's a sellout? He had 8 tickets courtside,
dude,
somehow.
They're coming to see me.
Why do you think it's a sellout?
That's what you call Evan power, baby.
Well, what's power is making it happen. I seriously want to know how he did that.
I thought about
like
that.
Like how Raymond Ritter made that happen.
Did
it always fascinates
me. Tell some people,
me.
Hey, there's something up with what you thought you had. You can't come here. Where did the seats come from?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But they can finagle.
Yeah.
They can absolutely finagle if they have to. A lot of times, like guys, I don't know if it's different anymore, but guys used to always get 2 tickets to every away game, and might have been at least 2. And so what would happen is, let's say when Curry goes to Charlotte, all the guys, they just give Curry the tickets.
Yeah.
You know, Guy Santos would be like, here's my 2. I got nobody in Charlotte, and even if I do.
But we're talking about courtside.
Yeah,
boy,
exactly.
Yeah.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. And we got one more segment left, and then it is the crossover. But first, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Safeway.
I'm good now.
Hey, it's Moses Moody with the Golden State Warriors. Now back to Steiny and Guru.
Thanks, Moses. Appreciate it, man.
Tell Evan, delete all that. That's over.
I'm good now.
Delete that for that audio, Steiny. This happy times are here again.
I tried to tell everybody to hang in there.
Oh, good God.
Hang in there.
You're a 2029, Goo. Yeah. Man, this is crazy.
And you know what? I mean, look, the bottom line is everything I advocated for, Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy have basically followed my direction.
Trades are hard.
They did not give up future firsts.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
I'm with Evan on
that
this.
That doesn't
one.
Count.
What does
it was
that
protected.
Mean?
Is this summer in the future or not?
Answer, Sonny. Yeah, you got to me.
I told Joe when I was talking to him, I said, Joe, you got to be very careful with these future unprotecteds. And he said, you know it, Matt.
Move on, Joe.
And he did, and he got the butler.
Hey, by the way, we are coming to you live.
There we go.
From the Laughing Monk Studio.
Yeah,
yes,
baby.
Sir.
That's dope.
We've got a sponsor for our studio, Laughing Monk Brewing Company.
Yeah.
And I couldn't have thought of a better sponsor.
That is, you might have something in the works.
Oh,
I don't want to snitch.
Oh, I got things in the hopper now.
You better be careful.
I got things in the hopper. Thanks to Laughing Monk.
Well, let me stop, Stan.
What?
Can you cook? Like, are you good in the kitchen?
Not really, no.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm good at eating. I can eat.
Yeah.
I'll never forget one time my friend, my dad used to smoke cigarettes.
In the house?
house, car, hit, and my
the heaters, yeah.
My best friend Stan Kazawa, day after my I saw him one morning and he had seen my dad at a bar the night before, and he comes up to me and he goes, he used to call me Stein.
Okay, all
right, wasn't Stein he back. Right. Stan goes, hey Stein, I tell you what. Your dad can smoke.
Dude, wow.
Your dad can smoke. And I was like.
Like a chimney.
Yeah. Thanks, Stan. Appreciate it.
I know
it.
Moms hated it.
Mom smoked too for a while.
Right. I got
Mom
you.
Smoked too for
no,
a while.
I hear
Everybody
you.
Smoked back yeah, in the 70s.
You. Our moms did. And we, no, seriously, it's a true story. My sister and I would cry.
Really?
Because Pops was trying to get her to quit and she kicked him, but we would cry. Like 7, 9 years old, Evan, stop! Don't do it!
My mom's never been more disappointed in me than the day that she found tobacco in the house. It's because she used to smoke, and she hates it.
Are you talking about like chewing tobacco?
Yeah.
Oh,
that doesn't count.
That's
yes,
worse.
It does.
It's worse.
It's worse. I hear it's worse.
I'm sure they're all bad.
Yeah, well, there we go.
Those days are behind us.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Remember, we didn't even have car seats back in the day.
No.
We were Neanderthals. I'm holding my little
My parents used to smoke in the car.
Good God.
Smoke in the house. Oh, man, I was telling... Gosh. R.I.P., God rest his soul.
It was wrong!
I was telling my kids, like, my dad used to roll out of bed and light up a heater. First thing he did.
No, people do that now. It's just
he'd sit on the edge. Sit on the edge of the bed. He'd roll. Sit on the edge of the bed.
Oh, nothing says the 70s more than that.
I mean, he lived till 90.
Right.
The guy beat fate.
I mean, Steph's basically been lighting one up after every game as of late.
Dude, man, that's great. Oh,
all right.
37 years old, Stoney.
Yes, he is. Happy birthday, Steph Curry, by the way. Kind of forgot. We were talking about the Jimmy Butler trade and how it has just changed the fortunes of the Golden State Warriors. And people were throwing around other trades, and this was a good one. Let me make sure I get the credit for who
but
should
But where
get
was
it.
The team at when player A came to town is why a lot of these good ones don't, it doesn't fit.
Well, this one may fit.
All right.
He said, while this team didn't go on to win a championship, the trade that spurred, we believe, was a big trade. No doubt about it. You remember who it was?
Let's see.
I'll tell you this right now. There's no chance you will get all the players. So we'll go back into memory lane. First of all, do you remember who the Warriors traded?
I want to say Harrington came back in that trade.
Al Harrington was one player. Get the dinger ready.
Yeah,
Al Harrington came to the Warriors in that trade.
Okay.
Who else? Who came to the Warriors? Who left the Warriors? The Warriors made a trade with the Indiana Pacers. I believe it was in January of 2007, and the rest is history.
Okay, just tell us. And Evan's giving me every clue in the world.
Know, like know a lot of these guys. I just don't think you're in the right frame of mind.
Yeah, I'm on a high from last night.
Come on, man. Who?
I don't like pressure.
Who did they get from Indiana to turn their season around? The We Believe year.
I just said Harrington.
He's like
he wasn't even the big boy.
Yeah.
He's the forward, right?
Yeah. Steven Jackson.
Yeah.
Why did you say it?
Because this is not about me. Go
Next
ahead
question.
With the
okay.
score.
Steven Jackson, Al Harrington.
Thanks, Evan.
All right, who were the big players for the Warriors that got traded? Okay, it was...
Well, I know one of them. He's currently a part of the Warriors.
Yes, he is. Mike Dunleavy.
Okay.
Troy Murphy.
The lefty, Notre Dame.
Now, here's the thing. This is where you separate the men from the boys. There were actually four other players in the trade.
Who the hell's the guy with all the
Šarūnas Jasikevičius?
Wow.
Yeah.
Šarūnas Jasikevičius from the Indiana Pacers. He was a guard. Evan, check this out. Look at his free throw shooting numbers. Jasikevičius. He was unbelievable from the line.
Like
Smart
Biedrins?
Little player. He was better than
Beaches. And we lost Claxton.
No, that was for Baron Davis.
Well, see, I'm done.
They also got a guy, and he'll be long forgotten, but I was covering the team back then, and this guy was a class act. Josh Powell.
Oh, okay.
Josh Powell, a big fella. The Warriors gave up Dunleavy, Murphy, Ike Diagu.
Oh, boy.
And Keith McLeod. Man. He was a guard that they had acquired. Keith McLeod. And that did change the Warriors' season. There's no doubt
about
it.
That's incredible, man.
Let's hit Merlin E, and then we'll move on. Merlin in Oakland, what's going on, man?
Hey, yo, I wanted to make sure to get a shout-out to my son, Merlin, who lives in Texas, and he is listening. My dad, Merlin, who lives in Oakland, and Steph Curry. The boys, gotta know, it's also Albert Einstein's birthday, so that could be one of the greatest of all times.
So you're telling me you got two family members who have birthdays today?
Man.
My dad and my son.
That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
And their son's listening.
That's
Happy
incredible.
Birthday.
Hey, Merlin, thanks for sharing that.
My son's listening. He lives in Texas, and he's on this. He calls me and lets me know when to listen in, because sometimes I miss it.
Wow. I got you. So we got a young Merlin and an old Merlin.
Yeah.
All right.
Dad turned 85 today.
Happy birthday.
Dad, Norm is 85. That's awesome,
That's
man.
Sweet, man. Hey, man, thanks for sharing that with us, Merlin. Appreciate it. Happy birthday to young Merlin in Texas. And
Albert Einstein.
And
we got a lot in common.
Mr. Merlin in Oakland. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Everything all right, Evan? I don't like to see that guy in there at this time of day on a Friday. Nahegan just popped his head into the studio.
Well, we were flowing. You shouldn't have put Evan on Front Street.
And he
like
shouldn't
that.
Have put his face in my line of sight. Everything good, though, Evan?
I'm not in this one.
Everything good, OE?
I see Lucas running, so I see.
Right. Oh, uh-oh. Oh, you know what?
Hey, look, that voice.
There's a frenzy. It's like, look at the studio right now.
That knee play,
you know what it reminds me of?
You're being messy right now.
Look at this. It reminds me of when a Warrior player misses a three, and it's one of those chaos plays.
Yeah.
It's like.
It reminds me of one of these planes in the air right now, standing in the cockpit. That's what it reminds me of.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Happy birthday to the gents. He's listening, man.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
That's pretty cool. And of course, he's listening on the Odyssey app. You can download that anytime.
Your birthday coincide with anybody famous, because mine does.
Yeah, Rich Gedman.
Rich Gedman.
Former Boston Red Sox player.
Rich Gedman was a lefty.
I think he was.
Malcolm X for me, May 19th.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, Malcolm X, baby.
Now, you know I was.
What are you about to? You were what?
I was.
You were down?
No, I was fascinated by Malcolm X.
I mean, you had to be. Dude was ahead of his time,
no,
man.
He didn't.
Him and Martin were different.
It wasn't like
a difference, Donnie.
Yeah, I mean.
I got it.
That was a. Yeah, I was into that.
Yep.
Somebody's saying Jermaine O'Neal. What about him?
Was in that trade.
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't.
Why did I get stage fright when you asked me?
I'm going to be honest.
It's like Jeopardy. I don't know what it is.
No, it is. No, you just weren't. Your mind wasn't thinking.
I know.
Like
it didn't. 215.
It just didn't.
Yeah. Register.
Yeah, you weren't. Your mind was in another place.
I just wanted you to just say it. Yeah.
So, anyway, you know what, man? We haven't played any sound because the callers have been terrific. Let's hear a little bit from Jonathan Kuminga. All right. After all, he was the
man.
I was going to say he's the big story. I still think he was the big story last night, even
of
though
course.
Steph got 4,000.
Well.
But we all knew that was coming. Jonathan Kuminga on Fitting In Well.
I've been out for a couple months, and I've just been watching how everything's been going and how they've been playing. And obviously, I spoke to Steve a couple times about how they've been playing, how things going well for everyone. And I've just been sitting and watching film and learning how am I feeling when I come back. And I feel like that's what kind of helped me to just go out there and just have fun. And obviously, you got Draymond, you got everybody supporting me, telling me, just be you, play the way you know how to play, and just do your thing. So, I think that's kind of helped me to just go out there and, I don't know, and help us win.
I love it.
And
just
you
be you, Steiny. And that's what I told you, Willard and Dibs, you know, and I was asking anybody, what advice would you give him? But just be you, and that's what he was last night, right?
I thought it was a great, absolutely a great first game back.
Yeah. Can't wait for tomorrow now, man.
Nice kind of game to, see, here it is. I just got a text from a guy. Did you send me an email? No, I got hacked.
How do they get in, though? How do they find our information?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Kuminga also talking about his injury. His injury and whether it took a little longer than he thought to return.
I never got hurt the way I did. I didn't know what it was until staff told me that it's something that was going to take a little longer than usual. And, you know, a lot of people didn't know what it was. But we knew it was just a simple ankle, but it just took longer than the usual ankle because it was pretty bad. But here I am.
Here he is. Here he is, Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing, I don't know what the timetable was originally or whether it changed, but I mean, he looked good last night. He looked, it didn't feel like there was an adjustment period. It felt like he was pretty much the same player as he was when he left in terms of physically and athletically.
The turbo jets seemed like they're ready to activate, Stoney. He was, yeah.
And I saw a quote from Steve Kerr that said he's been scrimmaging now for about 2 weeks. So they clearly were monitoring him, and even though they were liking what they saw in the scrimmages, apparently, why can't I think of his first name? Rick Celebrini, the director of strength and conditioning, then gave him the go-ahead to go before last
night. This is Malcolm Celebrini.
I was just going there, Yeah. So, dude, this is like the rich. I know you think I'm playing, Stoney. I just feel like the rich have gotten richer, man. And, again, nothing like talent, but more talent. They got it. I do. Have you heard anything? I know I was out one day, but have you heard anything about pods? Like, do we know if he's playing tomorrow? I'd like to just have everybody back, and obviously Hughes wants to come back.
You know why he wants everybody back? So that he can pick the guy with the fewest minutes and say, Stoney, but what about –
No, I'm not into that. That's your job. You always do the, let's run from the good and talk about the bad. That's what you do.
Who cares about pods? He's a young player. He'll be fine. If he's back tomorrow, he's back tomorrow. If he's back Tuesday, he's back Tuesday.
No pun intended, because it is his back.
Stop looking at basketball like an individual game. Don't you get it?
We'll see.
Why are you talking to me like I'm Zach LaVine? I am so disappointed in that dude, man. Hey, Stoney, I'll tell you. I mean, I wanted him, I was wrong. Man.
Oh, man.
That was a good one. Zach's going the wrong way, right? They'll probably get the 10 by D. Phoenix might catch him.
Want to bet?
Well, Phoenix got a tough game tonight.
Phoenix.
They're done. You're out on them?
They're done.
How much responsibility does KD? I'm not saying it's all him. I'm asking you a number. Booker, too. How much responsibility of this is KD?
You think I'm going to put a number on it?
Yeah.
A percentage?
Because you give passes. I know that. And I want to see if you're going to get
everybody.
One to do. I appreciate that.
What do you mean?
But the stars are more. Remember how you don't put it on the guy, the eighth, tenth man. You put it on the three. Beal, Booker, and Budenhauer is probably going to be looking. Coach Bud's going to be looking for a new job. I don't know why.
They're names right now. They're not players.
Wow.
I don't mean they're not players. I mean, Devin Booker ain't Devin Booker.
How much of that is because he doesn't have a Jimmy Butler per se or a Chris Paul?
But he's got a Kevin Durant.
You're right.
And a Bradley Beal.
That's what I thought. That they're a mess. I don't like any of it. I'd cuss that.
You like Booker.
I thought he's not. What's going on? But he'll get you 27 or 30.
That's really what's important, I think. You're right.
27 wins.
But you're doing everything. But Stoney, sums up.
You don't have the ha-ha. Okay, Goo.
Bobo.
You do.
Though.
Okay. You do realize. Okay, let me. I'll do it to you this way. What's Kevin Durant the best at?
Scoring.
What's Devin Booker best at?
Scoring.
What's Bradley Beal best at?
Scoring.
And there's your problem.
Wow.
Draymond Green, he always has great stuff to say. This is about anxiety, but that's all I know.
Yeah, I think we all kind of wanted that for him. Wanted that to happen. There was a point in the game where we all were just trying to make it happen. you know, to see him cross that milestone that no one has ever crossed is very fitting. The way he changed the game, how important he made the three-point shot to the game of basketball. Happy it happened at home with the last one happening on the road. But overall, just...
Yeah, I don't care anymore, Draymond. Let's go to the one on Kuminga.
Hey, you get the little T right there, though. Oh,
hey, I wanted to talk about Kuminga, Draymond. Do you have anything to say about him?
J.K. is a special player.
Thank
I think he was able incredible. To find his groove because he just played within the offense. He didn't force anything. He got transition opportunities. He took those. And he just put his head down and got downhill and made plays for himself and other guys. You know, I think I said it before. I didn't have any worry of him fitting in with Jimmy. Jimmy's a very smart player. J.K. is an extremely talented player. You give smart players talent, they usually figure out how to use it.
Oh, man.
Hey, damn. Draymond, let me be clear about something.
Nah, he said that.
Nobody worried about how Kuminga was going to play with Butler. People are concerned with how Kuminga is going to fit in with the Warriors. It wasn't Jimmy Butler. Come on.
Well, no.
Get it. Get your facts straight and get back to us.
No.
Jimmy Butler can play with anybody.
The
we learned that in 10 games.
The police are at your door right now knocking.
No.
And we already knew how he played with the Warriors.
Okay.
The question
was, Jimmy Butler's really hard to play with. That was not the issue. Yeah, the issue is not Kuminga and Butler. The issue is Kuminga in the context of the whole team.
But you know.
Get it straight, Dre.
Yeah, Evan.
This new media. This new media has no accountability.
Stop.
None.
Stop it.
Speaking of accountability, Knicks in town tomorrow. Cat.
Oh.
But I hate he doesn't have his running mate.
Well,
Brunson.
I missed that whole thing.
Because Draymond went in on
last week.
That wasn't a good. Found out I got to be careful.
That wasn't a great look for Draymond.
Okay, that's all. There we go.
But
from a guy that was just at a funeral, to find that out and not double back and be like, you know what, I get it. But I love me some Draymond. Hitting threes.
By the way,
I'm not going to hold the players accountable.
By the way, when's the last time a player ever said, hey, coach, take me out. I can't play 47 minutes.
Mikal Bridges.
Yeah.
Dude, what is Tibbs,
that's his M.O.
That's not a good M.O. in today's...
I'm just saying, you know, it's like
letting your pitcher throw 118 pitches every time out. All right, smartass.
And
he's going to catch up to you.
You know, quite frankly, this is, you know, Kyle Shanahan. It's why he doesn't run five wide. That's not who he is.
I can't believe
Tom Thibodeau?
Yeah.
He likes to play his starters a lot. That's just who he is. Phil Jackson, triangle. Steve Kerr, motion.
And to his credit, they up until... because I saw the game winner the other night in Portland, Bridges hit. But Stani, we'll see how this works. But man, you got to look, you know.
What do you think about? I know you've been begging to do this.
Oh yeah, I was.
What do you think of the 49ers signing Matt Jones real quick before the crossover?
This is incredible. Yeah. The world shook. But can I give you my biggest?
Not in Evan's world. Not Evan's world. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I interrupt.
I'll get it to cafeteria. Honestly, my thought.
Yeah.
Peter King, before he retired, Schefter, remember, they swore that Mac Jones was the pick, and all of a sudden it wasn't the pick. And that night, the Niners, or they reported that he was going to be the pick, and Twitter went crazy. I'm telling you, Stani, in the guru computer, I really believe that the owner saw that everybody lost their mind about Mac Jones possibly being the pick, that they changed it, and now to go... do what the Niners have done in regard to soft reset or clean house and understand bringing the backup quarterback by the name of Mac Jones to your team was going to invite a circus and you still do it, lets me know maybe he don't have all the power we thought.
Well, maybe he didn't have the power back then.
My point. Like, wow, man. And what is this? Where's Brock Purdy's contract? Like, this has to mean less Benjamins.
Not according to Evan.
So why would you? I can't wait to get that. Okay.
Address it to Evan.
No, but
I'm not in this one.
Where were you at?
I kind of think something's going on. That's all.
Evan, nothing going on here?
I think he stinks.
Dude. But what are you paying Brock Purdy all that top money to do now, though?
You hear my number, my new numbers for Brock Purdy.
Oh, my God. He's going to make less than Kuminga.
2 for 40. We'll give you 2 years, $20 million a pop.
They would do that,
too. And I'll tell you what, if his agent's playing hardball.
This is fascinating,
I'd say 2 for 42. Yeah.
This is fascinating, Stoney. I know we'll get to it more, but man.
Well, if you would have done the show Thursday, you would have heard a lot of people say, it's not fascinating. It's just a backup quarterback, just like Sam Darnold was.
For now.
Just like Brandon Allen.
Okay. Let's see how these negotiations go, right?
It's still very early in the process.
Right. Okay.
Very early in the process.
We're going to do that. I get it.
All right. So we got Willard and Dibs. It is the crossover coming up. We also have the What's Bugging You segment sponsored by Atco Pest Control.
Oh, I'm ready.
I have one too today.
Oh, okay.
I don't have to go into the segment not knowing. And I do know what I'm going to, what has been bugging me just a little. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.